Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, you are my battle axe and weapon of war. When I want to win a battle, I'm going to put you at the forefront because you're one of those people in character and spirit who, as the Bible says, will smite hip and thigh and not take no for an answer. You are one who will say in your heart when you face a challenge, we play till I win. I'm putting in you a spirit of excellence and a drive to excel. I'm going to increase your competitiveness on an exponential scale. You won't take no for an answer, and at times that will cause you to be frustrated. But you persevere and stand bravely against the forces of the enemy, knowing that I am he who never fails. And because I'm in you, you will not fail to fulfill your destiny. Your life is not going to be about doors not being open to you or hearing no from me, for I'm going to give you five yeses, five affirmations, and then you're going to have to hear it from me as to which direction to go at this given time. It's not about limited opportunity or just barely eking out the possibilities of a decent life, for I'm giving you a plethora of choices, many choices. And you will look and say, do you want me to go this way? And I'm going to say yes. Everything I put in front of you is going to be a yes, for my promises are yes and amen. And you will stop and look up and say, now they can't all be yes. What do you want me to do? I'm glad you asked, because you're going to be one of an indomitable spirit, driven to achieve, driven to bring honor to my name. I see the word achieve written over you. There's nothing you put your hand to that you will not fulfill and that you will not accomplish as you listen to me, as you invoke your trust in me and discipline to be a son, a child of your Father, says the Lord. Some are called to the quiet halls of adoration and worship. Others, such as yourself, are anointed for battle and called to take on the enemy against all odds. And I will lay the wreath of honor at your feet as you bring glory to my name and show the world exactly what it is to be one of a warrior spirit, ready to move forward and see my hand loosed over the captives to set them free from all the bondage of the evil one. I give grace to the humble, but I resist the proud, setting my forces in array against those who shake their fist in my face. And you will be there as a testimony to my faithfulness in the struggle until victory is wholly yours, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much.
We think it says believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.